I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast with all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today with our contestant. It's musician Georgia Mooney.
Hello. We
Georgia.
Won't change that today, Karen. I can assure
come on. You.
You
know things. Oh,
I'm not well slept and I'm not well read. So that's a little... fun time.
Look at us on a different, we've got a different podcast together.
I know. I feel like I have to be on my best behavior for this one, your other one, your proper one.
Well, this is the quiz podcast with all the smarts and all the knowledge.
Yes.
Of course, our other podcast, Simply Marvelous.
All the dum-dums.
Talk about the movies from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes. And a lot of dick jokes, a lot about cum, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. When you got into music, did you think one day, with a couple of dickheads, me and Reese Nicholson, I'm going to be doing a podcast, actually not just about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but also about Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, The Crown, and now Die Hard. Is that where you thought a career in music would lead you?
Could only hope and dream. I didn't expect that then there'd be a pandemic and that would quite literally become my only job. I'd lose all the music work and that would be all there was for a good period of time.
So your main job at the moment is editing out the stuff that's too much for air.
Yeah, and stockpiling it away so I can get you both cancelled when you shit me. Too much.
But the pandemic will end, you know?
We
I'm not
only
sure
hope.
If the podcast will end. It's called Simply Marvelous, by the way. It's available in the podcast app that you're in right now. It's going strong for now. If it does end, at least you have the music career to fall back on.
Great. That's a reliable backup. Mom and Dad will be thrilled.
Yes. A lot of people say if you're going to go into the arts, make sure you also do a teaching degree. But you've gone to the arts and made sure that you also have a podcast so that,
correct.
You know, you'll be able to survive. Now, when you do get back to that, you will be releasing an album, Georgia.
Yes, we can only hope. I'm at the bitter end of the recording. In the last few days, I've been doing the last bit of backing vocals from my bedroom, which was not the plan. And I've had to contend with quite a few blowflies who have been really making themselves known. And I've just come to accept that they're in there as the choir.
Will they feature?
Yeah, they will be in there. There will be blowflies.
How is the blowfly at a harmony? Can it form a triad? How does
it's
it
good
go?
At a drone. It's okay. A very good drone, but it's edgy.
So you're like a Hans Zimmer type, yeah? So you lots of droning music?
Yeah, it's very inspired by Dunkirk, that kind of vibe. So.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Should be good. Should be really interesting.
No, what is the what does the album sound like? What can people expect from the first Georgia Mooney solo album outside from All Our Exes Live in Texas?
Oh, God, I don't really know. I mean, a bit folky, a bit poppy. It's gone in a bit more of a sort of 80s pop direction than I anticipated. Really? I have actually used ABBA as a reference a few times, so wow. We'll see how that goes.
All right, well... in the meantime, before you get the blowfly back on the mic, I thought we might do a quiz, Georgia Mooney. Does that sound okay?
It sounds terrifying.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Yeah.
Because the average score is about 4.
Yes, so, that's what I got last time, I think. So
yeah, and so it's a low bar that we have to clear. Boy, howdy, do we have some help for you today on the Brains Trust. it's a big hello. First of all, this is incredible. It's a big hello to God.
Right, so we're just ignoring the fact that you haven't spoken to me in, what, years, Kyron? Is that how we're doing this?
Sorry, yeah, no. I went to a religious school, but since then I have been a little bit out of touch. I'm sorry. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good. Great. How are you? Don't worry, don't bother answering. I know how you are because I'm always watching.
You're perfect.
Yeah, that is a bit, that is a little bit creepy, to be honest, God.
I'm not a person, Kyron. I can't be a pervert.
Are you not?
I'm an
every image, every time I've thought of you, you've been an old white man with a beard. Is that
not? Omnipotent, omnipresent being, Kyron. The reason you think of me as an old man with a beard is because that's the only way your little brain can comprehend it.
So you just sort of... in the ether.
Yeah.
Floating. Do you float?
If that's what you need to understand, yes.
Great. We have had the devil on this show before.
Yeah.
I have chatted to him a few times.
We don't really talk anymore. He's a bitch.
Oh, you and the devil don't get on?
We used to be like best friends. He used to be my absolute favourite, but, you know, we had a bit of a fight.
Yeah, went in different directions. How do you go at quizzes?
I feel like I probably should be able to answer every single question instantly.
Well, because you're everywhere and you sort of have seen and witnessed everything.
The question is, do I care? That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I care about my friends. I care about people who talk to me, who care about me. Mm-hmm. But, people who ignore me, people who ghost me, maybe not.
I imagine that everyone you come in contact with sort of ghosts you. Like, don't you sort of, around you in heaven, do you not have a lot of...
There's spirits. Ghosts aren't real, Kyron. This isn't like a horror movie, Kyron. Ghosts aren't real. Let's pretend.
I'm so confused. Perhaps you can explain it to the other member of our Brains Trust, because I think they're hoping to get to know you quite well. We have here an applicant for an angel intern with you. It's a big hello to Roger Cums.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kyron, and thank you, God, and thank you, Georgia.
Yeah, well, this is a pleasure because I've sort of created a little bit of an opportunity for you, haven't I, here?
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was going to be knocked back from my application, but here we are. It's almost like I'm getting a little interview.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Kyron.
Did you get the application, God, from Roger?
Yep.
Oh, you did?
Yep. Got it.
Great.
And does it take long to go through all the applications?
I've gone through them all.
Oh, you have gone through them all. Oh, so do we have an outcome then for Roger?
Yes, I've been awaiting your call, God.
Apparently Roger's getting an interview, according to you.
Across the course of the next 10 questions. How do you feel, Georgia? Do you got a good brains trust here?
Oh, yes. It's a heavenly combination. It's more biblical than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. But there seems to be some tension straight off the bat. But I think after a few fun questions, we'll all be great mates.
Yep. Question number one. Which impressionist artist was born with the given names? No joke, this is the question. Which impressionist artist was born with the given names Jacob, Abraham, Camille? Right off the top, Georgia, does that ring any bells for artists?
Jacob, Abraham, Camille. Jack for short? Is it a Jack? Could it be a impressionist? Not straight away. I mean, God, you've been around long enough to see impressionism.
Do you have any famous works hanging in heaven?
Not really, given that, you know, paintings can't die. and pass on?
I have some good art I can bring in if you let me into the office. I have some original drawings by Ed Hardy.
Oh.
Everyone likes his work.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. Wow.
So, God, what do you have on the wall? How do you decorate heaven then if you know, you don't have any art because art can't die?
Yeah, I keep it pretty basic, like pretty, I don't know, pretty Spartan.
Yeah, sort of a minimalist in that way.
Yeah.
How do some of your guests find that? You know, because you have a lot of maximalists in heaven, I assume. Liberace, is he in heaven?
Yeah, I think so. I can't think of anything that Liberace has done that would preclude him from coming in.
Really?
Why would Liberace not be allowed into heaven?
Well, famously, God, a lot of churches are not a big fan of homosexuals.
That's not me. I didn't say that. That's the churches. I've got nothing to do with that. Where does that come from? Hmm? I mean, Adam was bi.
Was he?
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that, God. I'm learning already.
I took his two ribs. I made Eve and I made Steve. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve. There was they were a little thruple.
Oh, there you go.
The reason I did take his ribs out, mainly so he could suck himself off. But
was that the snake that tempted them?
Yeah.
I didn't realise.
Few people did, I think, Georgia.
That was the snake.
Do you really think gay people would exist if I didn't invent them? I made everything.
You made everything. So then...
That was that. Amazing. God, you're great. And I love you.
This is lovely.
Thank you.
What sort of staffing structure do you have in heaven, God? How many interns do you have at any one time?
None.
Oh.
None.
You know, you can get them to do a lot of stuff
for
free.
I would be willing to help you understand the majesty of the work of Ed Hardy. And I would be willing to help you find Liberace in heaven if he is there. So, tick, tick, tick.
Wow.
Just you saying that I'm great is kind of putting your name at the top already.
God, no one regrets a conversation with Roger Cumms. Let me tell you, nobody.
But which Impressionist artist was born with the given names Jacob Abraham Camille?
Yes, I've been thinking about this. It's not Banksy because, as we all know, Banksy is famously Ringo Starr. It was his little side project. So I was thinking it might be Jackson Pollock because it has to be one of the two.
Jackson Pollock? Yep. What do you reckon, Georgia? Ed Hardy, Banksy, Jackson Pollock? I mean, I would probably lean towards those... French Impressionists.
Impressionists,
right?
Yeah, probably more likely. But who's to say? Is there someone who's got a particularly wacky name who you think might have made that up to replace a boring name? You know what I mean?
Yes, what about Monet? Ridiculous. Monet.
Yes, a little too close to Mooney.
Get your own thing, Monet.
Yeah, it's bloody Claude. He made that up. Let's lock in Claude.
Question number two. Who carried the Australian flag at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics closing ceremony?
Oh.
Did you watch the Olympics, Georgia? Big sports fan, aren't you?
I tell you what, I find the Olympics a good distraction in lockdown. And I had it on in the background, but I didn't pay much attention. I know that Dylan won a lot of stuff, as he always does, in the tennis. And that's all I can tell you.
So it could have been Dylan Alcott. What about you, Roger? Did you watch the Olympics? What side of life were you at the back at the Paralympics Tokyo 2020?
Oh, well, on the side of life, I'm always very pro. I love it. And I think that we should all be grateful to God for creating life and give him a big pat on the back and a cake.
Huh? Yeah, big thumbs up for that one, God. Well done.
To answer your question, I don't know. I don't think it was Dylan Alcott, but...
I'm sorry, I don't know if it's a rude question to ask how you died. Is that a rude question to ask someone?
Well, look, let's say... remember how we were talking about Adam and Eve and Steve, the thruple? I was actually in my own thruple with a body pillow and another body pillow.
Oh, no.
And... let's just say that I died by being smothered by my two loves.
Yep.
So, but don't hold that against me, God. I'm very pious. very, very
pious. Well, celibate. as well. I don't want to pass judgment on your thruple there, but
No.
I think in the fact, eyes of God, if two of the three members of the thruple are pillows.
That's technically not fornication.
No. God, did you watch the Paralympics this year?
Karim, why don't you like me?
Why don't I like you?
What have I done? What did I do?
Well, to be honest, you sort of tricked me earlier on, or perhaps not you, but people who claim to represent you tricked me when I was younger, made me think that to live my life, I needed to live it a certain way.
I didn't do that. Look at all the lovely things you've got in your life.
Mm.
That hair?
Are you not happy with your life?
Oh, yeah, stoked. Love it. Big part of that was not going to church.
And yet still, you don't talk to me.
Yeah, again, because a big part of that is not going to church, not engaging with the people there.
You don't have to go to church. All you have to do, all I want you to do, is spend every waking moment of your life worshipping and adoring me.
Yeah, see, again.
Done.
That's it.
Wow.
Again, it's the hours of devotion that I'm busy.
Yeah, busy living your great life that I gave you.
So you're responsible.
Like just a little bit of thanks.
Does anyone know who carried the flag at the Tokyo 22 Paralympics closing ceremony? We get Dylan Alcott.
Oh yeah, the question
had such a great run at the Olympics this year.
Let's put Dylan.
Question three: what is the name of the flat-topped mountain that overlooks the city of Cape Town in South Africa? Have you ever been taken to Africa with tours, George?
Been taken to Africa. I was confused about what that was going to be. I've not been taken to Africa, tragically, and I'd like to go to South Africa, and my knowledge of mountains is limited.
Mm-hmm. What about your knowledge of flat things?
Flat things?
Because it was a flat-topped mountain. Maybe it's been named after a flat thing.
Is that a clue, Karen, from you?
Oh, a little clue. When you were alive, Roger, did you ever travel to South Africa?
No, I was actually taken to Africa in an unfortunate abduction episode. Oh. So when you have to buy these body pillows, you do have to give away quite a lot of information. Right. You know, they're looking into sort
did
of...
Did you get them from my pillow, did you?
Look, I had to give away a lot of my personal information, and there are people out there who will use that information to come to your house and kidnap you and take you to Africa. All because you simply wanted to buy a body pillow of Guy Fieri. Sorry,
so the body pillow was of somebody in particular.
Yes, you can get them in shapes.
I think I'd go for someone like Miriam Margolyes.
Oh, lovely.
Because I reckon she'd be a great hug.
She'd
that
be
would
absolutely
be a fine body pillow indeed.
So, God, you said before, you gave me everything in my life.
Yeah.
And that, and you're disappointed that I'm not grateful for. So everything I've done, you gave me. And so that would stand to reason then that everything Roger's done, is that all you too? Are you a little bit ashamed of the life that you gave Roger Cumms before he died between two My Pillow pillows?
Roger, are you happy?
I mean, I'm happy that I got this interview, but I had a lot of work to do on the...
Stop. So up until you say that I got this interview, say the first bit of that again.
I'm happy.
Is there a problem, Karen? Is there a problem here?
No, that's amazing. You're like Tony Robbins.
Look at the smile. Look at that smile on him.
I think it's Table Mountain, Georgia.
Ah, got it.
Sense.
That's
tables
it.
Are flat.
Question four. Which multinational insurance and finance corporation shares the initials of Australia's fourth largest supermarket chain? So the question is basically, what is Australia's fourth largest supermarket chain?
So we've got your Woolworths and we've got your Coles and then you've got IGA, but those initials seem like, I mean, are there any others that have initials? What would be number three is what I'm wondering. If IGA is...
Aldi. Where do you shop, God? Do you have a favourite supermarket chain that you go back to?
Yeah, I like Franklin's No Frills and also Franklin's Big Fresh. There's a couple. But the Big Fresh is a bit further, so I have to... I go to the No Frills. That's close to the house.
Is it Frillier? Is it more Frills? Is it Frills?
No. So No Frills is sort of a bit black and white, a bit more home brandy, a bit cheaper.
Mm.
But Big Fresh has got the better produce.
Fancy stuff. Yeah. So you get an artichoke.
Just pop down to the shops. How do you pop down to the shops as God?
I tend to walk. Or
get the steps up,
or just be there at the same time as being at home. Depends how I'm feeling day to day.
If I am hired for this internship, I volunteer to go to the supermarket for you. No more, no frills.
I enjoy. No, no, I enjoy going to the supermarket. I like going.
So humble, just like us.
You can come.
I can't. I'm Roger Cumps. So yes.
That's yeah. That's why. That's why you're like. That's your last name. Comes. Is that?
Yep. That's right.
That's how it's spelled.
Yep. Whatever you want, God.
Like Jimmy Brings.
Exactly.
If we decide that it's IGA, given that that's the only one with initials.
Oh yeah.
We need to rearrange them into a multinational insurance and finance corporation.
Maybe it's
GIO.
GAI. Which I can only assume stands for get an insurance.
Maybe it's GAI for get an insurance.
Yeah.
Write that down.
I'm happy to lock that in.
All right, we'll lock that in. Yeah. Question number five. In which year did the Korean War begin? Did you start that, God?
I didn't stop it. Mm.
Oh, you let it happen.
Kyron.
You just let war happen, did you?
I've let a lot of wars happen, Kyron. Do you know how much TV gets made each year? And being everywhere, like, it gets boring.
Oh, that's true,
and so you want something to watch.
Right.
And so, you know, the...
So are you behind the nuclear submarine deal then? You're just trying to start something with France just to watch something?
Oh, God.
No, 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 that's my friend Scott. My friend Scott did that.
Sorry, Scott. Do you mean Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia?
Yeah. My friend Scott.
Is he a close friend of yours, is he?
How much does he love me, Kyron?
Well, a lot. I've seen him down at churches, singing, jumping up and down, waving, eyes closed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Friends. Good friends. He speaks to me in my language.
Oh, what language? French?
Tongues.
Gosh.
Do you remember what year it kicked off, God?
Time is kind of weird for me because I'm sort of am eternal, you know? And so, yeah, like I know how long it's been since you talked to me, so that's what hurts, you know?
It's not very nice, Kyron.
1950s, you reckon?
Sure.
I mean, I know it was on in the 50s, so
I was
going to
say 50s.
The 50s.
Yeah.
The 40s were busy with another war.
Yeah, the war and as we know, it's one war per decade, isn't it? That's the rule.
That was, just between us, that was a bit better. That number two, the big one. Well, it was just bigger. Yeah. It was sort of more...
Better for the shows.
Exciting.
There's more for Netflix, you know, to sort of get into.
A lot of films.
Yeah.
When in the 1950s do you reckon, Georgia?
I think we'll say, let's say 52. 52.
Question number six. What avian-related term refers to a structure in the upper part of the main mast of a ship that is used as a lookout? What avian-related term refers to a structure in the upper part of the main mast of a ship that is used as a lookout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The bloody, the thing where you get up there and you're like a you're like a bird with your viewing.
This question could
be that one.
Where do you submit to children's TV for a prize in the 1990s? I think that also, that could be the same question, that you get the same answer.
That's confused me more, to be honest.
Has it? You watch a lot of TV, God. You know what I'm talking about? Did you ever watch...
Yeah, it's in South Australia.
Did you watch Amazing in the 1990s?
Yeah, big fan. James Sherry is one of my favourites. Like that's probably one of the best things I've ever done.
Amazing. Creative TV show.
Yeah. Wow.
This is the show. So it would be like kids would compete and they'd sort of compete at Mario Kart on the Nintendo and there'd be like a maze and they'd have to hunt down big keys.
Yeah, and you could win a Game Boy.
Yeah, you always wanted it to be your school. It never was your school.
Where were these schools?
I was in Perth, so our school was just warm.
That was your prize.
It's just too hot.
You just got to be warm. Okay.
Very warm.
Yeah. I think Sydney got both. They got to be warm and they also got to go on shows like Amazing.
Yeah, you normally only get one.
See, James Sherry now does the voice of the G at the football at the MCG.
Wow, that is amazing.
I'm not a big fan of AFL, the football or many sports really. I'm just a really big fan of James Sherry.
Wow, and is that because he's as religious as Scott Morrison?
No, he plays a little bit hard to get, but he's not cold about it, Kyron. That's the thing. He hasn't ghosted completely.
God, do you think that's what I should be doing? Should I be playing a little bit harder to get with you, or is my love... You know, I'm just trying to ascertain how this interview's going. I really, really want the gig.
Mm.
This is really awkward, Kyron. I really wish you hadn't done this.
Do you want to put Crow's Nest? Question number 7. Name the character played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus in the TV series Seinfeld.
Oh, what? That's an easy one. I can't believe we actually got an easy one.
Yes,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Christine. She was, yeah, it's famously, she was a character named Christine.
Yes.
Was it Christine?
It was Elaine.
Elaine. Question 8. What well-known biscuit is made with rolled oats, flour, sugar, butter, golden syrup, and desiccated coconut?
See, this is the kind of stuff I can answer. Biscuit questions and comedy telly.
Biscuits and soft felt.
Yeah, that's, this is my
this is
area.
Lockdown. This is yeah. lockdown for you.
That's the Anzac. I mean...
And where did that biscuit come from, Kyron? From war.
Oh, my gosh.
Wars.
Again, you are welcome.
Wars make mm-hmm. television and biscuits.
Sometimes you have to go through some bad stuff. Like
okay. That doesn't make it worthwhile.
This disease I've just made.
So it was worth it. What you're saying is it
exactly.
was worth
this
it.
Exactly. This disease I made recently to bring all of humanity together to combat it, to really to unify
around
people.
Around sourdough.
And then they're out there saying that they're like I invented scientists and doctors to make vaccines so you could really come together and, you know, roll up your sleeves and say, yeah. I'm part of the human race. I care about my fellow man.
A lot of people have died, though, haven't they?
Again.
In the process.
How many people is too many for an Anzac biscuit?
Well, I'm saying without war, do you think we would never have arrived at rolled oats, flour, sugar, butter, golden syrup and coconut? Are you saying that recipe...
Wouldn't have needed to because rations wouldn't have existed.
Oh.
You wouldn't be forced into using those That's ingredients.
Right, it would have been all cordon bleu
Silver
meals.
Linings.
Wall-to-wall
exactly.
cordon bleu.
Disgusting.
No one wants to eat a cordon bleu for a snack.
Oh, I think I know what's happening here, God. Kyron is clearly French, and so he's on the side of against you and Scott Morrison, your friend.
Yeah.
Is that right, Kyron?
Deep down, I've
never heard that before, cordon bleu. What does that mean? French for submarine fight?
I'm not correct. Sure what it means, actually. I know it's a type of meal.
It's like yeah, it's some meat with cheese and ham, and it's crumbed.
Right. Delicious.
It is, but too much for like if you want it with a cup of tea. Disgusting.
I'll put Anzac. Question 9. In Scottish Highland dress, where is the plaid worn? Oh my God, Georgia. The end of this quiz has just turned into Georgia Mooney zone.
And I love tartan. Good Lord.
Seinfeld, tartan, biscuits. Jesus.
Oh. Well, I mean, generally speaking, it's a kilt situation.
So I guess they're looking for a location on the body.
Yeah. So the bum, round the bum.
So bum
coverage.
Bum.
Yeah, round your good bits.
Yeah, it's on the kilt, kilty boy.
All right, we'll put round your good bits. Question 10. Oh, last question. God. Final question. What company, beginning with G, again, Georgia, right
Pretty
in your
sure
wheelhouse.
This is going to be my ABN. My company coming up.
No, what company, beginning with G, was in 1995 the first provider of pay TV services in Australia? Gosh, God, when you wrote this quiz, TV was right on the mind, wasn't it? I assume you wrote this quiz.
Why would I have written this quiz, Kyron?
Because you did everything. If you did everything in my life, then you did everything in Cindy McDonald's
life. I created the person to write the quiz, but I didn't write it myself.
You created the environment in which a quiz could be written.
I don't have hands.
So you don't have hands, but you have legs to walk to the shops.
I do and I don't have hands at the same time.
And also you're responsible for everything and not responsible for everything.
Exactly. I am infinite and unknowable. What part of that do you not understand?
It just seems really slippery.
In a sort
of devilish way.
No, I'm not a snake.
Well, it seems like you are. You keep setting traps. You got the fig thing.
That's a trap.
That's a devil's trap.
It's not a trap. How was it a trap? It was just a tree that I put a piece of fruit on and said, do not eat that fruit no matter what you do, no matter what people tell you. And if they do eat it, they store
all knowledge in the fig.
Exactly. And they realize they're nude and take on original sin.
Why put it there in the first place?
As a test. Why? What is so hard to believe about me just wanting people to like me for me?
This is it. This is why I don't praise you. This is why I don't spend all my time thinking you're amazing.
Why?
Because you're a slippery fuck.
Roger, would you like an Anzac Bicky?
What company, beginning with G, was in 1995 the first provider of pay TV services in Australia?
Was it GWN or... No, actually, that's just the regional station for WN.
GWN?
It's not yeah. GWN.
You do have to pay for that, but it's sort of an emotional toll.
Yeah, it's not a tangible thing. You just really...
No.
I was born in Geraldton.
Oh.
As the fine... The Cums clan comes from there, so we know all about it.
Mm. What do you have? What do you watch these days, God? Have you got... You got Netflix, you got... do you have Binge? Are you a Binge boy?
Fox News is probably my favourite channel.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Because they're nice to me, Kyron. Mm. Because they're kind to me, Kyron. Because they appreciate me and acknowledge my existence and realise that the things that I do as tests...
Are you lacking a bit of self-worth, a bit of self-esteem? You seem to require a lot of compliments, God, and I'm just worried that you don't value yourself enough independently.
Look, you can only get so much self-validation... Or so much validation from angels. I mean, there's only so many that exist, and then they betray you.
Not as far as I've seen.
And they leave. Mm-hmm. And so you create a race of other creatures to worship you and love you. And then they do the same thing.
Okay.
Like, it's how...
Abandonment.
I don't know how I can keep going on.
Yeah.
Everyone That's fucks okay. me over. My best friend... My best friend, Lucifer, my absolute favourite.
I think
Fuck
we found
over.
The core of the problem here, haven't we?
That is so sad. It's exactly what happened between Ed Hardy and Christian Audichet.
Do you want to put GWN?
Yes. Yes.
Don't put it. It's wrong. I know it's wrong.
Oh, I think much of what we've put is wrong, but it's not about that, is it?
Yeah.
It's about a good time.
No. It's about starting fights with God. That's 10 questions.
God.
How do you think you did, Georgia?
We did it.
Well, I feel some confidence about the Bicky and the Seinfeld one and little to no confidence with any of the other wits. So,
all right, trying to beat two. Question number one. Which Impressionist artist was born with the given names Jacob, Abraham, Camille? You said Claude Monet, but it's Pissarro. Question number two. Who carried the Australian flag at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics closing ceremony? You said Dylan Alcott, but it's Ellie Cole.
Oh, good on her.
Question number three. What is the name of the flat-topped mountain that overlooks the city of the Cape Town in South Africa? You said Table Mountain. That's Table
Woo-hoo!
Mountain.
Kyron.
Your first point. Question number four. Which multinational insurance...
How good does that feel, by the way? How good does that feel having done that yourself? If I'd have just given you the answers... Again, you are welcome for that feeling.
Which multinational insurance and finance corporation shares the initials of Australia's fourth largest supermarket chain? You said GAI, but it's AIG.
Oh.
Did you know that one, God?
Yeah.
Yeah, knew that one. In question number five, in which year did the Korean War begin? You said 1952, but it's 1950.
Oh, damn it.
Did you know that one, God?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for God's sake.
What avian...
Without disappointment, there can be no joy.
For God's sake. What avian-related term refers to a structure in the upper part of the main mast of a ship that is used as a lookout? You said crow's nest. And it's crow's nest? Question seven was, name the character played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus in the TV series Seinfeld. You said Elaine, and it's Elaine.
Yoo-hoo!
Question number eight, what well-known biscuit is made with rolled oats, flour, sugar, butter, golden syrup, and desiccated coconut? You were right in saying the Anzac biscuit. Question number on four so far. Question nine. In Scottish Highland dress, where is the plaid worn? You said round your good bits, but it's over the left shoulder.
Oh, for fuck.
Did you know that one, God?
Mm-hmm.
I said that too. Remember, I said over the shoulder. Come on, Kyron, give us a break. I did say that. If you go back.
Kyron said it as well.
Yeah.
And look at that. That feeling of smug self-satisfaction that's spreading throughout him.
Uh-huh.
It you feels good, it. Doesn't uh-huh. it, Kyron?
You said it, but then you switched and you landed on the kilt.
I did double down on the kilt, didn't I?
But
I think it counts.
Question 10. What company, beginning with G, was in 1995 the first provider of
pay
TV services in Australia? You said Golden West Network, GWN.
Yep.
But it is, in fact, Galaxy.
Never heard of it. That's wrong.
Sorry, so no points there. But did you have that, God? Did you know that one?
I used to have Galaxy, yeah.
Yeah, you did. So 4 out of 10.
Okay, well, that's a fail. That's not a pass. But
that's
we'll...
not a pass, but it is the average. Okay. Actually, the average might have gone up lately. We've been getting some good scores.
I know. I just listened to the one with Kirsten Drysdale and Fart in a Bath, and I believe they got 8. So
they did get 8. And yeah, and the fart in the bath was actually more helpful than God himself. But thank you for being here anyway, God.
Thank you for saying thank you, finally, Kyle.
Well, thank you specifically for giving up the last 40 minutes. Like, not thank you for my life or anything.
But awful. You're an awful, awful creature.
But thank you for being here anyway, for now, in the meantime. Who are you enjoying spending time watching at the moment, God? You creep.
Stop calling me a creep as if I get some sort of sexual satisfaction. Sex does not exist to me.
Oh, I can't be the only one that calls you a creep. Is there anyone else out there who doesn't pay you much attention and doesn't give you the praise you think you deserve, spends their time raising a child and working in comedy?
There was one. What's his name? He's a dickhead. He wrote this really horrible book about my friend Scott.
Oh, the book about Scott Morrison. Is that Tosh Greenslade?
What a shit name. Of all the names, I give you the power to name your children as well. And that's the name his parents took.
What's the name? What was the name of that book again?
Oh, The ScoMo Diaries.
Sounds pretty good.
Just quickly, finally, God, what do you think about Roger Cummins? Is he gonna make his way into heaven?
Fine.
Yes.
Sure.
Well done, Roger Cummins.
Oh,
that's
God.
A win.
This what is a happy an amazing ending. Day. I actually already had an intern offer from James Sherry to help him through the maze at the bottom of the MCG, and I'm so glad I don't have to do that.
Yeah, that's
can you,
great.
Before you turn that, can you introduce me to him?
It was actually one thing he's specifically said not to do.
What do you miss most about life, Roger Cummins?
My body pillows.
What are you going to miss most other than your pillows? Like, what did you do day to day? Are there any people you're going to miss? Any friends?
Brianna Williams, mm-hmm. who in normal times would enjoy a spot of improvisation at the Butterfly Club with the big hoo-ha. I mean, she's not doing anything now because of God's pandemic that he's given us to teach us lessons. Or
How great will it feel when it comes back? So good.
It felt pretty good without having it taken away. I don't know.
Well, Roger, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate
and thank
it
you, Georgia.
Oh. Yes, Georgia, congratulations. 4 out of 10.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I congratulate everyone.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We all had low expectations and they were barely fulfilled.
Yes. 4 out of 10. You can bank that. What a shame it's not cumulative across multiple episodes. You can listen to Georgia and my other podcast, if you like, Simply Marvelous. We discuss the movies from the Marvel Universe and also other movies that we've seen because we've run out of Marvel movies.
Yes, a lot of nonsense.
And then one day you'll be able to listen to Georgia and the Blowfly, which I think is the name of the record.
Correct. Correct. My tiny band. Very portable.
Mm. Mm. I'm not sure you have a date, but 2022, yeah?
Yeah, 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 yeah,
that
yeah.
That is
yeah.
Wax Quizzical
yeah, yeah,
this week. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.